I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3078. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
I'm
Montgomery!
Here, I'm in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about delicious French fries. The way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack.
Drinking to drop. All right, here we go. Traffic stop in Oklahoma includes a stolen car, radioactive uranium, a rattlesnake, and an open bottle of Kentucky Deluxe. When a work prank burns your butt cheeks and scrotum, turns out you can sue for big bucks. Mom of the year spotted driving with two kids in inflatable pool on top of her car. A Florida woman gets mad at her boyfriend because he's too tired for sex, and that knife wound's going to leave a scar. And if you live in Eden, North Carolina, no KFC Cheetos chicken sandwich for you. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category.
Oh, a little early, dude.
On it. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who drank 2 gallons of pasteurized stupid and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant to play Big Dummy. Call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
On the show, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3078. What a large and charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, as once again we welcome in the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about delicious French fries. And I want to say that there are just hundreds of different kinds of French fries out there.
There is.
These are 26 outrageous ones.
Outrageous. 26 outrageous French fries.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you a taste.
Okay. Give us a little sample, then, of the menu.
One simply called Dirty Dirty Fries.
Dirty Dirty Fries.
Yeah.
All right, so are these real fries from places around the country or just different places?
Oh, yeah, it's like
places?
Different spots around the country.
Well, they just kind of dirty fries, like, you know, you prepare someone's fries, you drop them on the floor, they didn't notice, you pick them up, you put them back in the package, dirty fries.
How many of the, would you say, 26?
Yes.
How many of the 26 had you tried or come close to some kind of incarnation of that?
Not many.
Really? Not many? Okay.
These things are loaded.
All right. So all kinds of crazy French fries coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Noah Sherlock is back. We'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Of course, profile is coming up. And today is the day we play Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin that category wheel. And from there, it's so easy. All you need to do is answer one question right. And we'll find out if you're playing for Team Sober or Not Sober. Whenever we do a little Big Dummy, we always like to do a men's room poll. And the last time we played the game, we asked you if you would like to attempt one. We had the tightrope walkers who did
the Wakandas,
Times Square. Well, Linda.
The Wakandas.
The Wakandas.
I will now climb across this rope for the good of all mankind.
With a slinky around my neck.
Wait a minute. This is ridiculous. This is white people stuff.
Yes.
Get don't Walindas. Do that here.
Tightrope walk was one option. We had a swim in shark infested waters, as there was a ton of stories within the week of just sharks being close to bathers, just attacking people.
It's not so much the sharks were close to them, people voluntarily walked to where sharks are.
Good point. We had the spinning gurney, as we had the story of the 74-year-old hiker who was injured. They rescued her with a helicopter. Unfortunately, the way that they hooked her up, I mean, she was basically just spinning at a rate underneath that helicopter. It would make anybody sick to their stomach. Turns out she was pretty messed up. All the blood rushed to her head and her feet. Took her a while for her head to not be so swollen. I'm not kidding. And her lips apparently were swollen. Her ears were swollen. Her feet and her toes were so swollen she couldn't put shoes on.
She looked like a hobbit.
The blood rushed between her knees and her feet, and then her head was just absolutely like a balloon. So although they said, she's fine, she's okay. I mean, it depends on your definition of
she's
fine.
She's not dead.
Right. And then our other choice for you was to do a Dukes of Hazzard jump, where, believe it or not, a guy successfully did it in a Nissan Versa,
A Versa. It depends what you call successful. He broke his back. The vehicle cleared canal that he was jumping. Yes,
he did. Based on
they don't do that in Dukes of Hazzard. Yeehaw, my back's broken.
I know, but
that's not how the show
but
was.
But he did clear the jump.
Evel Knievel cleared the buses, but he broke every bone in his body.
They still say he cleared the buses.
He did.
He cleared the
fair.
He cleared the buses. So we asked you to attempt one of those. So, believe it or not, the least thing that you would want to try if you had to attempt one is the tightrope walk. According to our poll that we put up, by the way, if you follow the Men's Room on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we put the poll up there and you can vote on today's poll as well. But 4% of you said that that would be the thing that you would like to try. So not a very high percentage on that one. Spinning gurney, that was at 7% and came in at number 3. Swimming in shark-infested waters, believe it or not, a fifth of the population, 21% of people said, you know what, that would be the one that I would try.
It's insane.
And the number one thing that you would like to try if you had to attempt anything was, in fact, a Dukes of Hazzard-style jump.
Yeah.
68% of people said, hey, if I'm going to do it, that's how I want to go.
Right.
So that's how we rolled last time on our men's room poll. And let's not forget who everyone's favorite person is now. The 5-foot man in Long Island, New York, I believe. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the video. By the way, if you have not seen the video, we'll play a little clip. Do we still have the clip up there of that guy going off live? Because he's kind of the inspiration for the poll.
He's absolutely the inspiration for today's poll.
Either way, he is the inspiration. And lo and behold, as we get up today, we find out there are a treasure trove, a plethora of more of these videos of this guy acting exactly like he acts in different situations, being completely insulting, and obviously very, very, very angry. But this is the one that earned his claim to fame here.
You're great women. Why is that okay?
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
So that's you here.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
Shut the
Guy didn't attack you, Jake.
Oh, okay. I guess he did attack you. All right, very good. So that guy is gaining some fun notoriety.
I mean, there's a chance somebody might have cracked on a 5 foot dude, but I don't think any woman said they should go die.
You should die. No.
Apparently, he was being very demeaning to the female staff at that bagel place beforehand, and one of the women, when he said something to her, which was quite offensive, just smirked. You know, he just kind of laughed, and I guess the reaction he was supposed to, or he wanted to get out of her, was for her to be mad and be angry.
Well, no, it's like but a roller coaster. She you have to be kinda, this tall to get that kind of reaction.
She just kind of laughed at him. So that's sent him into a spiral. And seriously, the guy's got like four or five more videos up of him doing just equally as aggressive things in different situations with different people. But anyway,
he's too old to be like, you're not my father. You still listen to your dad?
You're not God?
Yeah. You're not my boss?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I like how he added boss at the end. In case his boss, you're not my father, you're not God, or my boss.
Yeah, right? This is a scared dude.
Or Big Shirley down the street.
So, right. We're going to ask you to be, for 1 year, you've got to take on these situations, okay? So, number one is, for 1 year, you're going to be 5 foot tall. We estimate this guy's 5 feet. So that's a fair set. It doesn't make you a little person.
He said it a lot.
No, this is the thing. It doesn't make you a little person. You get some kind of pat. No, you're 5 feet
tall. You're 5 feet tall.
And the only evidence we have is that apparently that makes you quite angry.
Oh, very much so. But that would you would find out if you picked that option for a year whether it would make you angry or not.
When women on dating sites tell you that you should die.
Right. So you could be 5 feet tall for 1 year. After that, you go back to your regular height, whatever that is. And if you're lower, obviously, this would be a good option. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're 4'6", you might say, hey, I want to be 5 feet tall. The next option is this. You could be 7 feet tall for a year. Now, that might
before
cause
you get excited.
More problems than you could ever imagine, especially if you like to travel. Being comfortable in a car, God forbid you're comfortable in an airplane without having to buy a first-class ticket. Or
how much money you have to spend on clothes. Well, if you're 5 feet tall, you can find clothes for being 5 feet. When you're 7 feet tall, it's special order, and you spend a whole lot more. So depending on your job.
Yeah.
Like you can wear high waters.
You know those clown
capri pants.
You know those clown ass shoes that just look real, real bad in the Nordstrom rack. They're in the 15s and the 16s.
Right.
You know those are the shoes. Like they only make like one pair of those.
And you better hope you like the style.
Yellow and purple. You know what I mean? Thank you. That's awesome. But so everything's gonna be difficult. Sleeping in a bed's gonna be difficult. All kinds of
things.
It's gonna be a challenge. I mean, you can't walk underneath. You can't walk through a door. You know, a door, you're going to clip your head every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these different things. If you are 7 feet tall, not only that, man, it's going to get tiring because no one's going to go up to you all the time and go, hey, why are you so short? There's not going to be anything like that.
You meet that guy.
But if you're 7 feet tall, I mean, we know there's just a no one has a problem making fun of someone who's tall.
How's the weather up there?
Because they, right, you know what I mean?
Like, can you play basketball? Is the air thinner? You can't go up to a short
is
person.
Is it raining yet?
Is the air thicker down
just
there?
Just trying to figure out when it's going to get here, because if it's gotten to you, then it's coming soon. All the standard crap, you know what I mean? And basketball, obviously. Right. I mean, you're 6'4", which is tall. So how many times, and being black, I'm sure
I'm black and have tattoos. Yeah. I'm the whole package.
Right, exactly.
Except
you are the walking NBA with no skills.
I had a black dude.
He's got everything but a jump shot.
And skills.
And look, man, it's not just white people. There was a black dude at the Houston airport who came up to me. He broke protocol, walks toward me, hugs me in the middle of the airport, right? Honestly says, man, this is during NBA seasons. Thank you for coming back to the team, man. The team needs you. And then gives me like a double like fist to his heart.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
And it looked like he was having teary eyes. And I'm like, I don't know who he thinks I am.
You should have limped away like I'm getting better.
He thinks I play for the Rockets.
Or who knows? Maybe he played for like the University of Houston.
Oh, no. This was NBA, bro.
I mean, they had their day.
Coming back from injury.
Right. So, he was in Fox Slamma Jamma.
Right, exactly. So pick one for a year.
He knows me from Space Jam.
You're going to be 7 feet tall. The next option is for 1 year, you're going to be extremely hairy. You're going to be completely covered in hair everywhere.
What are you shrugging about, Ted? You don't have hair on top of your head.
I know, but I live this life already.
Well, okay. Maybe you don't have to because the next option is you can be completely hairless.
All right. So with that in mind, just a quick side note.
No eyebrows. No. Nothing.
Oh, ooh.
The alopecia, right? Because think about it. If you don't have eyelashes or even the hairs in your nose.
I'm halfway there.
But the hairs in your nose, all that stuff, man, like health-wise, that becomes a detriment. There's a reason why that stuff's there. The hair growing out of her ears, I just don't know. But Ted, can we post the picture? You had to shave a leg today, right?
Both of them.
And you took a picture.
Well, I had to shave one, so I shaved both.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
And then you took a picture of the pile of hair, like compared to your hand.
It looked like someone donated to Locks of Love.
It is so unsettling. Can we post that?
Yeah. Just that's so why people... I took it. I figured we'd get some good use out of it.
Dude, right. It's,
But you
I
didn't
know,
take a picture of the guy who took a dump on your porch?
Yeah.
I mean, why did you take a picture? Right. You know, I would have liked to see that.
I was angry.
Right, see, Did you get a glove? How did you scoop?
So Ted walks into the office. Guess how my day started?
I went outside,
and somebody took a dump.
Crab on my porch.
On my deck.
So how did you
pick? I had to shave my legs.
How did you pick? No, that's not a normal morning.
It's not.
Okay.
Luckily, I was somewhere. Man, I was somewhere in that we had, I forget who it was a food vendor. Oh, it might have been the guys from Uli's, and they had the black, like, food gloves.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you still had a pair of those?
Yes, because I watched the barbecue shows, but I could never find the black ones. So I was like, ooh, can I? So then I had a pair randomly in my house.
You're going to start noticing some benefits to having those smooth legs.
So oh, yeah?
Wait till you climb into bed tonight.
All right.
Get in on clean sheets. Amazing.
All right. I'm more concerned about the poop. So you basically had to throw the poop glove away then.
Both of them.
Well, yes. Yeah. What did you think he was going to do?
Did they? Okay. What did
it's
they?
Not an oven mitt.
Did they use? Did they use toilet paper?
No,
they did not.
No.
Oh, if you were nice, you'd leave a roll out there.
Yeah, really.
Shout out to right. Shout out to Mr. Clean though.
Okay. What did you do now? Did you get a bucket of water or what? What was?
I dumped Mr. Clean straight on the concrete.
Okay.
And then I got a bucket of hot. A couple cups of hot water, and was kind of doing that thing.
Okay. All right. That sounds horrible. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
So our men's room poll for 1 year, you're going to be 5 feet tall, you're going to be 7 feet tall, you're going to be extremely hairy or completely hairless. And like we said, that includes your eyebrows, that includes every hair on your body, no matter where it is. So those are your options on our men's room poll.
And of course, people are overthinking this, but let's just address the questions. I want to be 5 foot tall with a 7 foot guy's penis. No. That's not what's going to happen. Whatever size your junk is now, it's going to stay the same size. So if you're 5 feet tall, it'll probably look bigger. If you're 7 feet tall, it'll look a little smaller.
Speaking of that, that guy who goes off in the video, on one of the other videos, he basically, the line that he uses is, he's talking to a woman, obviously not very nice, and he says something effective like, you just go and you be with your tall guys, with their big you-know-whats in there. Just basically,
basically
calling himself out, like, and I got a small penis, and I'm short. Right. I mean, like, he's just laying it all out on the table. It's like, man, oh, man, are you angry.
And he thinks it's his height.
Right.
Hello, Kyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola! Kyler, welcome to the program. Welcome to the game known as Big Dummy. Are you on team sober, team not sober?
Not sober.
All right. Men's room poll. For 1 year, will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or be completely hairless?
Probably 5 feet tall. I'm just thinking about all the things I can get away with, you know?
What can you get away with besides accosting people in a bagel shop?
I don't know, like cutting in lines at concerts or something. You can run between the legs, you know?
Okay.
You're not that short, man.
Who
You're
do you go to
foot.
Concerts with, giraffes?
Yeah.
If you tried to walk between my legs, I'd be broke. You're walking face first into my chest.
If I was 5 feet tall and I'm parked in a handicapped spot, would you say anything to me when I got out of the car?
Yes!
You would?
You're 5 foot.
Yeah, but you don't know. Maybe that's the difference,
because I'm unusually small. Maybe I have a condition.
Right.
You gotta be shorter. I have a cousin that's basically 5 foot. He's not a little person. Like,
I know he's not a little person.
But I'm saying, would you say something to him?
If I get out of the car, you know damn well, nothing wrong with me. I'm lazy. Like, you're 5 feet tall.
If I get out of the car, man, it's like this. You know, open my car door, and I'm like,
you don't know. Right. Would you say something? Because you don't know. Right? It's a slippery slope, I think.
I think you guys are 5 foot is short, but it's not like that short. I wouldn't be like, yeah, that guy, something's wrong with him.
I'd be afraid to say something.
It's not that you think something's wrong with him. It's that if he gets out of the car, just because it's less likely I say anything to him.
That's what I mean.
You know,
because I don't know.
Because I'm not sure.
Because
exactly. In my mind, I'm thinking, well, I just thought he was short, but obviously.
But maybe there's a reason he's short.
Right.
Like more to it.
Right, not just genetics.
Yeah, right.
We don't know. That's all we're saying. All right. Here is your question. The average human body contains how many pints of blood?
Oh, 14?
Any guesses?
I want
nine.
Nine.
I know that from hospital visits. Is that,
You know what? I don't know. I've just heard it.
I heard it when I slashed an artery when I was younger. Anyway, I lost 3 pints of blood, and that's the doctor's explaining why I feel like such crap. That's when he told me you have 9 pints of blood, and you lost a third of it.
Mm.
Like, all right. All right. Before becoming vice president, Mike Pence was governor of what state?
Oh, I know this one.
Prove it.
Georgia?
Where did you say?
Georgia.
Georgia. Indiana.
Indiana. Well, the good news is you didn't actually know that.
That's where he met mother.
And that mother. It's only creepy if you called her that before they had kids. That's when you know something's up. All right, which TV character used to say, live long and prosper?
Captain Kirk.
Spock.
Mr. Spock.
Oh, same show.
Yeah, same show.
It is a fact, same show.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
All right,
which, oddly enough, he would hold his hand up vertically and split it down the middle, say, live long and prosper, and then we learned years later, if you turn it sideways, you say, nanu, nanu. Mm-hmm. It is a universal greeting, apparently, in the
it's
galaxy.
Space.
Yeah.
Can some people not do that?
I mean, little kids can't because they can't figure out how to do it. I don't know. All right, your question. In what city is Jim Morrison buried?
Where he's buried?
Yes, where is he buried?
Oh, God, I don't know. Like, Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
Close. Paris, France.
Yes.
Oh.
Cincinnati.
Both places have great chocolate chili on spaghetti.
If you are not from Cincinnati, I can't imagine wanting to be buried in Cincinnati. And if you're from Cincinnati, you know I'm telling the truth.
Cincinnati. Other famous people from Cincinnati?
Jerry Springer. Was it Nick Lachey or somebody like that?
Oh, yeah. The Lachey brothers are from there.
Okay.
Icky Woods.
Famous people.
Yeah, hey, Kyler, hang on the line for us, man. We'll get to you on the other side.
More of a Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Head Chef on the way. Tense meat and potatoes, all about delicious French fries. Head Chef in the house right after emails from The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. Kyler is on the line playing for Team Not Sober. Kyler, you're now working on question number four.
And Kyler, question number four is this. Which poison do apple seeds contain?
Which poison, huh?
Yep, which poison?
Let's go with anthrax.
Anthrax. It is. Good news, no. Apple seeds do not contain anthrax. Apple seeds contain cyanide. Not enough to kill you, obviously. But
I like that any better.
Mm-hmm. It is a little better. Trust me. It's a little better. All right. Here's a question. The Hundred Years' War. It was a conflict between England and France. It did not actually last 100 years. Was the 100 Years' War longer or shorter than 100 years?
Shorter.
Longer.
116 years.
Much longer. Question number six.
All right, Kyler, here is your question. In The Jungle Book, what kind of animal is a Akala? I had no idea.
The tiger, right?
Meerkat?
Did you say meerkat?
Meerkat?
Wolf.
Wolf.
A wolf. Close, though. Close with meerkat.
Thank you.
Who would name a meerkat a Akala? What are you, stupid?
That is a cool name.
It's a ridiculous name for a meerkat.
Cool name.
It's like naming your dog Jeffrey. All right. Your question? Despite protests from idiots, what actress was recently cast as Ariel from the upcoming live-action Little Mermaid reboot?
Halle Berry, right?
Oh! There we are.
There's something he knows about.
There we know.
Halle Berry can't be Ariel. She's too old to be Ariel.
That's what everyone's complaining about, Ted.
No. I'm just saying, I don't think...
Halle Bailey?
Halle Berry?
Close enough.
Yeah, it's not Halle Berry.
That was pretty
close enough.
That was pretty close.
Either way, he was wrong.
Close enough.
No, he was right enough. Who the hell is Halle Bailey?
The girl that's playing Ariel.
Okay, yeah. I never heard of her.
Well, yeah, she's young.
You know, so I was like, I would have to think that Ariel. Like, no offense to Halle Berry, but she's too old.
And all this time, I'm thinking Halle Berry.
Age discrimination.
I will say this, man. I had never seen that movie. I had no urge to see that movie. Now, I have a daughter, so I saw it for the first time, I don't know, like 6 months ago.
Not bad.
Okay, I was going to say the exact opposite.
It's not bad. I mean, for a Disney flick?
Of suck. For Disney flick means nothing. I think Disney's awful, but as far as their movies go, it's a terrible movie, but the whole time, and now the father in me is here, right? So I'm watching this movie, and her father's being how her father is, and he drops something about, you know, she's 16 years old, and now she's running off to find love, and I'm like, kind of siding with the father on this, man. you're my 16-year-old daughter. You ran away from home, and you're going to marry a dude I never met. Like,
who has legs?
I mean, right? He's not even the same species.
Yeah, he's not a mermaid.
But dad is in the wrong. Dad is, and I'm watching this movie, and I can't, like, say that, because I know that's not the point of the movie, but I'm sitting there, and my daughter is watching a 16-year-old kid who ran away from home to have interspecies sex, and she can't even talk, and I'm like, in my mind, like, this is effed up. Everything about this movie is really disturbing me, man. And somehow, the 16-year-old runaway who has sex interspecies-wise is like the hero. Am I missing something, man?
It's Disney.
I know it's Disney, but you can't just have sex with a fish because you're in love with it.
Oh, you don't have to really love it.
You can't just do it.
You don't have to love it.
Beauty and the Beast is wrong.
Yeah, you can just have sex.
You have sex with a fish because you're like, Ted, if you came in, you're a grown-ass man. And if you said, dude, you know what?
I wouldn't have a 16-year-old fish. That's weird.
Okay. But either way, if you said, I'm leaving and because I'm in love with a fish, I would.
But it's a mermaid. It's not a normal fish.
Right. I think I'd still talk to you, man.
Well, fair. Fair.
That's all I'm saying.
Would you have sex with a centaur?
That's entirely different, yes.
Why? It's half,
no.
It's half human, half something else.
Half horse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be a centaur.
Okay, but one of the things.
I want to be a centaur with a mermaid girlfriend.
Like, if you're a centaur, you could have a mermaid girlfriend. The only thing is, like, if you're attracted to this thing, at least if it's
as
a mammal,
you have half a half. You know what I mean? As long as
Tom
you share
Hanks
a half.
Had sex with a mermaid, nobody cared about that.
It was Daryl Hannah.
It's not that nobody cared. Right, it was Daryl Hannah at the time. I mean, it's like, come on.
Game is big.
I get it.
844-999-OLA.
Miles would have sex with the Rihanna mermaid.
In a heartbeat.
If the bottom half were human and the top half were fish.
True. Oh. Yeah. Just like you shaved your legs, I might get a scaler. You know what I mean? Take care.
Come on.
Take care of the body.
You're just down for any half of Rihanna.
I know.
Or Rihanna.
Yeah,
Rihanna.
How could you not be? More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. Head Chef also on the way. Ted's Meat Potatoes is all about delicious French fries.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.